Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, August 12th. Coming up:
no one is checking it, no independent investigation, nothing.
EU and UN condemn killing of journalists in Gaza and concessions needed on all sides before Ukraine ceasefire. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Israel insists it has salary documents which prove one of five journalists killed in a strike in Gaza led a Hamas terror cell. Anas al-Sharif's employer, Al Jazeera, is strongly denying that. The UN is calling for an independent investigation into the deaths. Dominique Pradaly, the president of the International Federation of Journalists, has called the incident a war crime.
When they kill a journalist, they always say, oh, after all, he was a spy. That's why we killed him. But why did they kill the five other ones? Why did they kill more than 200 journalists since the last 22 months?
The Taoiseach says a decision on including services in the Occupied Territories Bill could be made next month. Simon Harris says the government remains committed to passing the bill, despite pressure from US politicians. Right now, only goods from illegal Israeli settlements would be banned, but the Taoiseach says services could still be included.
I would expect that decision's likely to be made early in the autumn, with autumn being in September, early in the next autumn. And it will be grounded. It will be grounded on the advice of the Attorney General, who we'll have in-person engagement with then too.
Discussions between the US and China on tariffs will continue after a late-night deadline extension. Import taxes of 145% on Chinese goods into the US were set to come in overnight, but before being delayed for 90 days by the US president, a new deadline has now been set for early November. Meanwhile, Donald Trump says there'll have to be concessions on all sides before there can be a ceasefire in Ukraine. The US president is due to meet Russia's Vladimir Putin in Alaska on Friday. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claims military intelligence suggests Moscow is not preparing to down weapons. President Trump has reiterated his belief Ukraine will have to concede some territory.
There'll be some land swapping going on. I know that through Russia and through conversations with everybody to the good, for the good of Ukraine. Good stuff, not bad stuff. Also, some bad stuff.
The Crime Victims Helpline says it saw huge rises in the number of calls relating to thefts and hate crimes last year. The group's annual report shows reports of theft-related incidents rose by two-thirds, while burglary-related contacts jumped by 46%. The number of racist hate crimes reported to the helpline almost tripled. SIP2 says over 4,000 households in North Dublin face being fined as they don't have anywhere to dispose of their waste. Residents have been asked by Fingal County Council to disclose how they manage their waste or face a penalty of €75. The union says many of the households are among those without a domestic waste collector since the withdrawal of public services. Divisional organiser with SIP2, Brendan O'Brien, says it's ridiculous to threaten people without giving them an alternative.
To then say to them, because you can't afford to pay for this service through a contracted company, we're now going to fine you for not having done that. That's unfairness in the extreme. Fingal County Council and any other county councils thinking this line need to think again. That's not the answer to this, by threatening people for a problem which they themselves create by privatising the market in the first place.
In entertainment news, Taylor Swift has confirmed she's going to be a guest on her boyfriend Travis Kelce's podcast. Her appearance on the New Heights podcast marks her first interview since she was named Time Magazine's Person of the Year in 2023. The couple have posted a teaser clip from the episode in which she compliments his outfit choice.
Such a nice colour on you.
Yes, I know. It's the colour of your eyes, sweetie. That's why we match so well.
We're about to do a podcast.
And in sport, in GAA, former Mayo footballer Andy Moran is set to be appointed as the county's new manager. An executive meeting of the Mayo County Board was called after Moran and Armagh All-Ireland winner Tony McEntee were interviewed last week. Moran is set to take over from Kevin McStay, who was relieved of his role in June after 3 years in charge. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.